When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Seem warm to you last year? How warm was it? Answering that question this morning is Dennis Felixson. Dennis is a NASA research scientist. Dennis, good morning. Welcome to Lincoln Live.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. The question's out there, Dennis. How much warmer was it in 2022?
Well, 2022 is in the books, and we can now say that it was the fifth warmest year on record, tied with 2015. Our temperature record goes back to the late 1800s. And in fact, if you look at the last 9 years, those were the nine warmest years on record, going back over this 140-ish year time span. 2022 was particularly interesting because it was a La Nina year. La Nina is the counterpart to El Nino. So during La Nina, we have a temporary cooling of Earth temperature. And so even though it was a La Nina cooler year, it still came in as one of the warmest years we've ever measured.
Warm by how much more?
So going back to the late 1800s, on average, the Earth is about 2 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than it was back then.
Dennis, you're talking to listeners in Nebraska, and we are very used to wild temperature swings, tens of degree differences. Common in the summer, common in the winter. So about 2 degrees doesn't seem like much. So help me and help other Nebraskans understand the magnitude of this 2 degree global temperature change.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great question. So 2 degrees is not much, but the impacts are huge. So over time, the Earth on average has warmed by this 2 degree amount. But climate change and global warming has an ability to supercharge extreme events. In other words, the highs get higher and the lows get lower. So those temperature swings that you're talking about are going to become even more extreme as the Earth warms up. We're also going to see more intense precipitation events, heavier snowfalls, more extreme droughts. We know that the fire season out in the U.S. West is getting longer and longer because of climate change. So it's these extreme events that are the real critical impacts of what seems like a small amount of global warming.
Dennis, I don't know if you have the record book in front of you, but is 2 degrees in line with the increase that's occurred in the past?
2 degrees is the amount that the Earth on average has warmed over the last about 140 years. And we can take even a longer look at this. So we start this temperature record in the 1880s because that is when we start to get the most reliable measurements of Earth's surface temperature. But we can go back even further in time using things like ice cores that scientists have drilled from deep in the interior of Antarctica and Greenland. And using those measurements, we can get an understanding of Earth's temperature going back tens or hundreds of thousands of years. And what we can say is that the Earth has not been this warm in at least 10,000 years, and very likely in the last 100,000 years. And the other kind of important part of this is that not only is the Earth warm, but the rate of warming is the fastest that we've ever seen from these ice core records in the last hundreds of thousands of years.
Dennis Felixson is joining me from NASA research scientist. We're talking about the 2022 data from not only NASA, but NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, taking a look at the climate difference for 2022. Step back for a global breakdown, if we could, Dennis. What happened to various locations around Earth? Let's start with oceans. How about oceans in 2022?
Yeah, so oceans, this is another big impact of global warming. The oceans, as the Earth warms, the oceans actually take up the majority of that heat. And as the oceans get warmer, they expand, and meaning sea level is going up. We also know that the ice sheets are shrinking and glaciers are melting all around the world, and that added water gets added to the ocean as well. So all of that put together contributes to the amount of sea level rise that we're seeing. And the bad news there is that not only is sea level rising, but that change is actually accelerating over time. So year after year, the rate of change of sea level is going faster and faster. So globally, we're seeing sea levels rise, and we're seeing other impacts in the ocean on biodiversity and wildlife. I don't have the numbers for 2022 in front of me, but I know that the trend is the same as the whole Earth gets warmer.
Oceans rising by how much?
So the kind of the background global average rate of change is 3 millimeters a year. Now, that's another number that sounds pretty small, but again, the impacts that we're seeing are big because as that sea level rises, even a little bit of rise gives the ability for intense storms like hurricanes, extra water that those storms can force up onto the coast as they make landfall. So we're seeing the impacts in increased storm surges. What the other interesting aspect is that on average around the world, we're seeing about 3 millimeters of rise, but that number can vary depending on where you look. And the U.S. East Coast is actually particularly susceptible to extra sea level rise because of changes in ocean dynamics that we're seeing that's driven by global warming. So the U.S. East Coast is actually seeing not quite, but almost double that rate of global change. And again, those numbers sound small, but the impacts are large. The other important thing about the oceans is that not only is sea level rising, but the ocean is getting warmer. And that extra heat gives intense storms like hurricanes added firepower to intensify much more quickly. And we've seen this over the last few years in hurricanes that have intensified very quickly in the Gulf or in the Atlantic and have then made landfall as intense Category 4s or Category 5s. And without that background climate warming, those storms wouldn't have had the chance to intensify so rapidly and cause so much damage.
The Arctic end of Mother Earth is also warming. What level happened to the Arctic ice in 2022?
Yeah, so that's absolutely right. And in fact, because of something that we call Arctic amplification, the Arctic is warming at a much faster rate than the rest of the globe. And that's impacting the ice that we have, the sea ice that's sitting up at the polar cap, as well as the ice sheet that's sitting on top of Greenland. And so the trend there is that sea ice is year after year shrinking. The important thing with the sea ice is that because it's so bright, it actually reflects a lot of sunlight back into space. And so as we're losing sea ice and uncovering a darker ocean underneath, that darker ocean absorbs more of the sun's energy, and it creates this positive feedback loop where the more sea ice we lose, the more sunlight the ocean takes in, the warmer the ocean gets, and then it causes more and more of the sea ice to go away.
Dennis, just a few more minutes left in our conversation here. Focusing on the ozone, for decades, scientists have been measuring the thickness of the ozone layer in the upper atmosphere. If we could fast forward from when studies began back in the 70s, we can talk about some improvement today, the ozone on the path to recovery.
Yeah, that's right. So back in the 90s, the ozone was a huge story because there was an ozone hole that was discovered. And because of that discovery, it led to policy change that banned chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs. And the great thing about that is that we saw the direct result of that policy change. After we banned CFCs, the ozone started to recover. And more recently, we're seeing more of that recovery. Now, the interesting thing there is that ozone is actually a greenhouse gas itself. So there's kind of a complicated balance between having a healthy ozone, but of course, having too much ozone may actually be driving some of the warming that we're seeing. But overall, you know, going back over the last 30 years, that was actually a positive story in terms of us seeing what's happening in the atmosphere, making a policy change, and then seeing a positive impact from that.
Dennis, thank you very much. I appreciate NASA reaching out to us to share this information from 2022.
Thanks very much for having me.
Dennis Felixson is a research scientist for NASA joining me today on Lincoln Live.